All right, so hey, Kathy, welcome to the program. I hear you have some big news.
Well, we do. And you know what? If memory serves me, at the past couple of farm and food segments that we've done, we have had good news.
That's true.
Sometimes we're a little bit like, oh, no, the world's on fire.
Parts of it are.
We met with city officials. Well, we have many, many times in the past few years, but there's one project that we had proposed, and when we met with city officials early April, we got a yes on the project. And the project is, drumroll, an urban orchard.
Yeah.
An urban orchard, and this might be the first of numerous such projects around the city, but we got a yes to get this started, and it's actually the city has declared that they have the budget for it and the person power for it, and they're going to take it on.
That was the most encouraging thing to me, too, is that they not only do they have a spot in mind for this orchard, but that they're looking at other sites throughout the city for other orchards or also for additional community garden space.
Yes.
And for even, you know, for professional farming, meaning people whose work it is to produce food not just for themselves but for the community.
That dedication of land for small-scale urban farmers to have for long-term, not just a few years till they have a different purpose for the land, but that dedication of that land is a former proposal that the first iteration of the Des Moines Food Security Task Force, which we were on and were blessed to serve with some really good people, we proposed that, and it has kind of dragged, and we got that. But today we're focusing on this urban orchard project, and Ed and I each sort of came at the idea in different ways and then formalized it and proposed it to the city in March of 2023.
And there's been a lot of time passed since then. And,
yes.
And our original
2 years.
The original location that we suggested, it took them about a year and a half, maybe even longer, to figure out that wasn't going to work.
Okay. And that's fine. But actually, I like where it's proposed for now. It's in Drake Park. Mm-hmm. There is a failing, I would say, right now, orchard that still produces a little food, but it hasn't been kept up.
That was planted like 20 years ago.
They're going to be revitalized what they can of that, and even expand the space and the number of fruit trees, and we're hoping that they will be able to put some nut trees in there as well. And I believe Trees Forever has committed to providing the trees.
Yeah.
And not sure if this will involve volunteer labor, but the city has agreed to install it and to tend it for the first few years while these trees get going.
And again, anybody can come and pick. I mean, it'll be this. Understand, this will be a while. It'll be what, 5 years before
we get
the orchard is really going strong. But anybody will be able to come and collect fruit. One problem that some people, are concerned about is that there'll be people who come and just pick everything, and then they'll maybe turn that into a jam making operation.
Sure.
And I think it's great if somebody wants to make jam for a living. We know somebody who does.
Yes.
But a public orchard shouldn't be for that purpose.
And it won't be. And our discussions with city officials have been promising that there will be really good signs that explain the purpose of it. It's for individual use, kind of the old when you're having people serve themselves at supper and you say, take what you want, eat what you take. And it's kind of like that. It's just good old-fashioned courtesy. don't do it to get a business going.
And how do you regulate courtesy?
Well,
that's always a good question.
We're just hoping that people will be good and the signs will be helpful and that people will respect the fact that it's there enough. They won't abuse it, because if it's being abused, it will probably go away. At least it probably won't be replicated in other places. And that is the hope, that this will be well received even before it starts producing, generate excitement. And they could start some projects in other wards. We're in Ward 3, but other wards around the city.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, that, again, the goal is to prepare people for the inevitable expansion of climate impacts and supply chain disruptions. Mm-hmm. We're seeing them already, and they're going to get worse. And I think this is good. It's a drop in the bucket.
But we're celebrating.
Right. We'll celebrate a drop in the bucket. Celebrate the drop.